When License Plates Speak. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Last month, 14-year-old Ashley Barber of Colville, Washington, took off with a guy she'd met online. Monday, police found her using a license plate recognition system in which police cars routinely photograph and store thousands of license plate numbers while on patrol. And using that database, once they had the suspect's plate number, his car's movements appeared as a series of dots on a Google map heading for Idaho. But here's what else the system can do.
We have a series of four shootings, and we have dates and locations for all of the incidents.
This is a demonstration video from a company called Vigilant Solutions. Now, suppose the only clue to these shootings is that a witness noticed the word Metro on a license plate frame. Not much to go on. But police cars have been automatically scanning license plates on their patrols, so a detective can enter the four shooting locations on a Google map and within seconds get a list of all the license plates spotted in those four areas at the approximate time of the shootings.
In this case, two common plates were found. One is seen at three of the locations. Another is seen at only two of the four.
Choose the license plate that was seen most frequently and zoom in to an actual picture stored in the database.
Enlarging one of the vehicle's images, the word Metro is clearly visible on the license plate frame.
Somebody's about to get a knock on the door. Civil libertarians want to limit this because it's not much different than what the NSA is doing with phone records. But if it can help track down the bad guy? Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.